Town Hall and the American Broadcasting Company present America's Town Meeting of the Air.
Town meeting tonight from Town Hall, New York. Would a $100 a month pension for all retired persons provide real security? Here, the Honorable Maurice J. Tobin, N. Albert Linton, Robert R. Nathan, and Congressman Carl T. Curtis. Hear both sides and make up your own mind. Everybody listen!
Town meeting fans from coast to coast will be delighted to learn that once again the radio editors of the nation have voted America's Town Meeting the best educational program and placed it second among public service programs in Motion Picture Daily's 14th annual poll for fame. As some of you know, Town Meeting has received more than 46 national awards during its 14 and a half years on the air. It is also a good reason for all of us to extend hearty congratulations to Mr. Denny, Mrs. Elizabeth Coakley, Town Meeting's program director, and all the members of the Town Hall staff. Next week, we have a very special announcement to make to you about Town Meeting programs beginning January 3rd. So plan to be with us next Tuesday night to hear Jackie Robinson, star of the Brooklyn Dodgers, Harold Russell, Motion Picture Academy Award winner and head of AMVETS, Betty Betts, young syndicated columnist for the Hearst Papers, and Betsy Barton, author of The Long Walk, discuss the question, can youth have faith in the future? And now to preside over our discussion, here is your moderator, the president of Town Hall, founder of America's Town Meeting, George V. Denny, Jr. Mr. Denny!
Good evening, neighbors. Tonight we want to talk to you about something that concerns you very deeply. How much money will you have to live on when you've retired, and the ways and means of securing this money between now and then? This has been one of man's great problems for centuries. A few people in every society are able to handle the problem individually. But in the vast majority of cases all over the world, families take care of their aged ones, or they must depend upon such charities as that particular society provides. Even now, throughout this country, the richest and most productive in the world, millions of aged people are being provided for by their families and charitable institutions. In recent years, the idea of pensions obtained through private insurance companies, private businesses, and government has grown widely, and no enlightened person today opposes the idea of pensions. The only disagreement arises out of how to secure them and the amounts and at what age they should begin. For the purpose of our discussion this evening, we're taking 65 as a desirable age for retirement, although, of course, this does not apply in all cases. It's estimated that there are some 11 million people, 65 or over, in this country, and it's been proposed by Secretary Tobin and many union leaders that $100 a month would be a desirable figure for all retired workers in order to provide real security. The next question to arise is how such an income can be secured, through individual contributions, through joint contributions by individual workers and the business enterprises for whom they work, or by the business enterprise alone, or by government, or some combination of all three. Then there's the third important question. Can all of us, during our working ages, roughly 20 to 64 inclusive, afford to provide such pensions for the rest of us when we're 65 or over? In other words, would a $100 a month pension for all retired persons provide real security, all things considered? We are very fortunate this evening in having four outstanding authorities to deal with this question. Secretary of Labor Maurice J. Tobin himself, and Robert R. Nathan, economist and attorney who uphold the affirmative. Representative Carl T. Curtis, Republican of Nebraska and member of the House Ways and Means Committee, and Mr. L. Albert Linton, president of the Provident Mutual Life Insurance Company of Philadelphia and member of the Advisory Council of the Social Security Board, who uphold the negative. We'll hear first from Secretary Tobin, twice mayor of Boston, formerly governor of Massachusetts, and now Secretary of Labor in President Truman's cabinet, the Honorable Maurice J. Tobin.